Hello?
Hello, Andrea?
Yes.
This is Roy from the City of Marquette.
Yes.
And I'm just calling to let you know, has anyone called you yet to let you know that we have some prank callers calling in and impersonating us?
No. I haven't been hit with anyone, but I had a tip-off last week from someone in the city saying it could happen.
Yeah, well, they've caught the person that was doing it, so I just want to
let... Oh, they did?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
well, wonderful.
Yeah, it was John McComb. He lives just down the street from you, just some bored guy.
Okay.
Yep.
My gosh, he needs to find something to do.
I know, he's a grown man making prank calls. What's wrong with him?
Yeah, amen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, well, that is good because, my gosh, what... Wow, I wonder what he was thinking that gave him the right. Eh?
I don't know. He must be mentally ill or something. I hope mentally,
but yes, and you know, it's like those people that go off the deep over all many other issues.
I hope he gets
and
the help he needs.
Yes. So, thank you for letting me know, because I was alerted and I was out of town for a couple of days, and then but I have not had any repercussions.
And good.
You know, I'm aware of the issue that I signed. I mean, I wouldn't have signed it if I didn't realize.
Yep.
And I think they won, didn't they? I mean, they...
Oh, yeah, actually, I'm glad you brought that up. The petition worked, and they had some renters over there, and we've decided to select you as the person who's going to go over there with the eviction papers, and you have to knock on their door and tell them to get out.
Oh, ooh. Okay.
Yep. Yep. When do you think you could do that? Because we need to get them out of their ASAP so we can comply
with
this.
I don't think I want to do that.
Oh, well, no, it's easy. We'll give you the paperwork.
No.
If anything goes wrong, just make sure you have a cell phone so you can call for help or whatever.
So there are renters in there?
Oh, yeah, there's renters in one of the houses, and we need to get rid of them.
Oh, there are.
Yeah,
and they need to be out. Well, you know what? That's a good job for Nancy.
Well, no, it's a good job for you because it's your job. But we're going to have you do it.
No, you're not.
No, definitely. It says here on the petition that you signed, by signing this petition, I agree.
Oh.
If needed, I will go and evict the people myself.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to renege on it.
Oh, well,
I have health issues. There is no way I can do that.
We have your signature. We're going to need you. They have kids in there. You're going to need to tell the kids... tell them mommy and daddy are bad people and we're kicking them out and you're going to be homeless. We're going to need you to say that.
No,
you have to do it because you signed the petition.
We need you to do this, sir.
Ma'am. Oh, yes, ma'am. We have your signature.
It isn't going to happen. It won't happen. I can't. I am a handicapped person. I am not going to do that.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, they have a wheelchair ramp going up to their home.
I don't
care.
So
it's fine.
Too much stress.
It there for the postman.
Okay. I don't... No, I am not interested. I cannot do this. I'll call Phyllis about this because I know her.
It's not a matter of being interested or not. You signed this paper. We have your signature right here that says you're going to go in there and evict the renters. You're going to evict these dirty gypsy people.
Yeah, well, there's other people on the list, and you can get them to do that.
And by the way, you are welcome to call them dirty gypsy people. We're pretty sure they're running a criminal organization in that house.
Really? Oh, Jesus.
They might be having they might have a meth lab. Who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
Have you ever done any bounty hunter work?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just checking. Just got to write this down.
Okay. No. Peaceful little citizen.
Okay.
A peaceful person. And I did it as a favor to Phyllis. And
you don't even live there?
I understood the issues.
You don't even live there?
Pardon?
You don't even live in the neighborhood?
No, I do not.
Oh, well, why do you stick in your nose in their business for?
She was looking for signatures. Because if this happens there, it could happen at other places.
Yeah, but that's just dumb. You don't even live there. I mean, she may as well
have
gone and got signatures from people in New York City or something.
Yeah, well, maybe she did. I don't know. But she came here personally.
This all sounds like fraud.
Oh, well, I don't know.
Maybe I should let these people stay in their home, these renters, and we'll just kick you out of yours.
Wow, how come you're being like this?
Well, because you're not cooperating. You're supposed to go over there and kick them out. And now
sorry. No happen.
Maybe you can go eat in the soup kitchen.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you could, too.
Well, I don't think I should have to, because I didn't do anything wrong. I'm not going around fraudulently signing petitions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Well, I didn't think I was... I'm a, you know, a city of Marquette person. And I, like I said, I did do it for her. And that's the way it is.
You committed fraud for her. Good job.
Okay. Yep. So you'll have to go back to her.
Well, look, we're going to organize an angry mob of people to show up at their house and try and get rid of them that way.
Okay.
Do you own a pitchfork?
I don't think so.
Do you have, I don't know, maybe a large stick? You can wrap some cloth around it and make a torch?
I don't know. I got a hoe for my garden.
Oh, perfect.
I don't know, with some picks on it.
A hoe would be perfect.
Okay.
But you just need to have some sort of a makeshift weapon.
Sure.
Yes. So, and we're gonna converge on their house tonight at 8 p.m., right around 8:30.
Are?
Yeah,
okay.
Sunset. Okay. You know, so the torches will look good.
Oh, okay. Well, did you call the Journal Times or the Journal?
Oh, no, we don't want to involve them because, you know, this is kind of sketchy what we're doing.
Oh, okay. All right. So, and you work with the city?
Yep.
And you're doing all this?
Well, yeah, we have to get rid of the renters. How'd you think we were going to get rid of them?
Well, I have no idea.
I want those bratty little kids out of that home.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to let you go.
They can starve to death for all I care.
Tonight. Good luck tonight. Oh. And
you're not going to show up to the mobbing?
I don't think so. I am not well today, and I'm just not going to, you know, that's the way it is.
It's okay. We'll have a wheelchair ramp there at the mobbing.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sure.
No,
we will.
We will. We
yeah. No, you can.
The city of Marquette. Our mobs are always handicap accessible. That's our motto.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, good luck.
If the renters aren't out tomorrow, would you be interested in maybe like going over there in the middle of the night and setting their house on fire?
Oh, good Lord, I don't think so. I mean, I'm just not going to do that.
Okay.
I don't know where you're coming from.
I'm just
asking. Really don't know. I can't believe you're a city employee talking like this.
Well, you know, we have to do something. What's all that banging in the background? Do you have like a hostage?
I'm having some siding put on my house.
Oh, okay. Sounds like
got so someone driving me crazy.
Ah, those guys.
Yes. So, okay, good luck.
Okay, and, we're going to crucify those renters.
Okay.
Yep. And, all right. Please, you know, don't tell anyone I asked you to set their house on fire, okay? That's between me and you.
Jeez. Okay.
And,
whatever.
We are going to be kicking you out of your house or probably raising your taxes just out of retaliation because you won't serve their eviction papers.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Jesus. I'd like to call somebody and tell them what you're saying to me. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, I think I'm going to call someone and tell them that you keep taking the name of the Lord in vain at me, and that's very offensive.
I do?
Yeah, you said Jesus.
Oh, well.
I think that was in vain.
Well, whatever. Okay. All right. I'm going to hang up now.
Okay. All right. Well, try and think of those children we're kicking out of the rental.
Okay.
You know, they're going to be starving and homeless and probably have to sleep in the rain tonight.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right. Well, I hope to see you at the mob.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Have a nice day.
Right. Okay. Bye.
Bye.